Jihad is a word, again, that is used quite a bit. How do the teachings that we've just been discussing from the Quran, how do these relate to the concept of jihad?
Well, the biggest problem when you discuss the concept of jihad is that in English, the common translation given to jihad is holy war. And to start with, nowhere in the entire Quran, nor in the saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the equivalent of the English term holy war found anywhere. I know that this might sound rather startling, but it's true. Because holy war in English, aside from the connotated meaning that goes with fanaticism and forcing people in faith and so on, even if you take the term itself, holy war, translated into Arabic, it means harb muqaddasa. And that term, harb muqaddasa, never appeared anywhere in the Quran or in the saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to start with. So I think it's a very misleading and distorted translation to call jihad a holy war. And I think this is the first point to start with. The word jihad in Arabic comes from the Arabic root, jahida, or juhd, that is exert or exertion of effort or striving or struggling.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense then, the true meaning of the term jihad as found in the Quran, and I'll give you further evidence of this, means simply to exert effort, to strive or struggle in the path of God and for His pleasure or for His cause. In that sense then, it is erroneous, like some people for granted say, there used to be some kind of pillar, another pillar of Islam, and that is jihad. It is not the fifth or sixth pillar. Jihad, or struggle for the sake of God, in that sense, is not one pillar of Islam. It is the essence of Islam. We said Islam means submission to the will of God. How do you submit? You submit through jihad. You submit by struggling and striving and exerting efforts in order to please God or to follow His commands. So in that sense, like I said, jihad is the essence of Islam in one sense. Just to give you one documentation, the very term jihad is used, for example, in the Quran in reference to striving. In chapter 29, verse 69, which is the last verse in that chapter, it says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. So the word, or a derivative of jihad, jahadu, exerted, appears there. And the translation, and those who strive in our cause, that is, in God's cause, we will certainly guide them to our path, for verily God is with those who do right. There are other citations also. I can refer you, for example, to chapter 22, verses 77 and 78, where it is very obvious there that jihad is related and connected there with worship, with even prayers, which shows that any action, any exertion or struggling that the individual performs for the sake of God is actually within the confines of the definition of jihad. This does not exclude, to be honest, the fact that one aspect of that jihad might take the form of military encounters for self-defense or for the fighting of oppressors. There's no question about that. But it's erroneous to say that jihad means or is connotated directly with fighting. Fighting could be, or legitimate fighting could be, one aspect of jihad, but not the totality of jihad.